8. Hayden. "Nat," Hayden cried, using his augment to break through the door to their apartment. "Jenny!" He didn't need to go very far. He noticed the carriage was missing as soon as he entered. Of course, Natalia wouldn't sit idly by while all hell broke loose in the city. And Heather had gone to see a movie with Deputy Salino, so she had to bring Halia with her. But where were they? Law? No one was answering the comms in Law. The building shook again. Hayden raced across the apartment to the window looking outside. He threw himself back as a giant tentacle snapped up toward him, sending him tumbling over the couch surrounded by shards of freshly broken glass. He landed on his knees, the tentacle's eyes finding him and darting toward him. He grabbed the end of it behind the mouth, preventing the Jacques-Cluth from taking a bite out of his face. Another tentacle smashed through the pane beside the first, darting toward him. He managed to get the plasma rifle up to the tentacle. He fired directly into its face, blasting it off. The tentacle writhed and shrunk back, and Hayden rolled to the side as the other one came at him, missing and stabbing into the floor. He used his free hand to pound it, smashing the face against the floor before stepping on it and firing down into it to finish it off. Two more tentacles appeared as Hayden backed up, trying to get out of the apartment. Another pair joined them, smashing through the next two window panes as the first tentacles tore at the frames, clearing an opening for the rest to enter. The central mass appeared outside the window. It groaned at him, but Hayden didn't bother shooting it. He slipped through the doorway and back out into the hallway. Tentacles blasted through the wall by the door and flailed around, reaching for him. Hayden was already running down the hallway, the noise continuing behind him. Stopping to kill the Jacques-Cluth didn't even enter his mind. All of them were meaningless to him, nothing but noise, until he found his family. He returned to the stairwell, rushing down. There were only a few places Natalia might have gone. The law office, her lab, or the hardened bunker beneath it all. Except, Ginny had gone to see the movie with Heather and Nick. Had she gone to find her? "Hold on, Nat," he said under his breath. "I'm coming." He continued to descend, freezing when the doorway below him pushed open. He leveled his rifle, heart pounding with the illogical hope that Natalia would come through the door. She didn't. One of his deputies did, stumbling through the doorway and falling onto the landing, the door catching on his foot before it could close all the way. Hayden wanted to address the deputy by name, but his face was so bloody he didn't recognize him. "Deputy," he said, rushing down to the man. The deputy looked up, only one bloodshot eye still intact.
"Sheriff,"
he said, the expression of hope ringing through his croaking voice.
"That you?"
His voice was muffled through the damage, but it held a familiar light drawl. Hayden's heart went from full throttle to a near stop.
"Salino?" "Sheriff, I..."
"Where's Natalia?" Hayden asked. "Where's Jenny?" Deputy Salino shook his head.
"Don't know."
He paused to gasp.
"Chaos. Lost Jenny. I'm sorry."
Hayden put his hand on Salino's shoulder.
"It's okay. Try to tell me as much as you can." "Trying to get to Law. To the armory. Comms are down. Light's green, but doesn't connect."
He reached up, motioning to his blood-soaked badge.
"Tried every deputy I know, even ones I saw outside."
He shook his head.
"It's broken."
Hayden shifted his grip from Salino's shoulder to his hand, clasping it. The comms weren't broken. It was the Axon. They had been sabotaged. A fresh pounding drew Hayden's attention, reminding him the enemy was right outside.
"They're in the lobby," Salino said. "Some smaller ones, too."
"Did anyone make it to Law? Did you see Natalia?"
"I don't know. I didn't see her. I'm sorry. Heather, she's gone."
Hayden pivoted as the door began pushing open again. A Jacques-Cluth was behind it. Small, like the ones he had seen in the Department of Health building. He switched his rifle to stream and opened fire, bathing the alien in superheated gas. It whined and tumbled back, the door closing again on Salino's foot.
"We've got to get you to the bunker," Hayden said, turning back to Salino.
The deputy's remaining eye had glossed over. His mouth hung limp. Hayden leaned in close, feeling for breath on his ear while putting his fingertips on Salino's bloody wrist. Nothing.
Damn it,
Hayden cursed softly, pushing Salino's eye closed. He was probably better off now than the rest of them. Hayden stood up. The stairs into the garage were on the other side of the lifts. He would need to go out through the lobby to reach them. He could hear the Jaxcluth inside it, either waiting for survivors to pass through or preventing them from even trying, their tentacles smashing whatever they could find to batter. He didn't think the Relia creatures were intelligent or patient enough to lie in wait on their own. The Axon were assisting them, making any expectations he'd had for an alliance between the Axon and humanity beyond hope. Or so it seemed. And the odds of survival were slim. The thought sent a chill up his spine, but he shook it off. Nothing was more important at the moment than finding his wife. He looked at the overlay in his glasses, hoping to find Nathan's network back within range. It had been more than long enough for the Parabellum to get to the crashed dropship and back to the city. But the network was still down, his beacon the only one visible in the HUD. Unless whatever the Axon had done to the comms was blocking his signal, too. He looked back up the stairs. What if Josias had put something on the roof to jam their communications? Was it possible to block them but still fool their equipment into thinking it was connected? Natalia would know the answer. He was just grateful when it all worked. He didn't have time to go up 40-plus flights of stairs. Maybe if he went outside, he could reach Pyro and tell her to blast the top of the building. But he wasn't going outside until he had either found Natalia or decided she wasn't in the pyramid. And he was going to find her, or die trying.